My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live at the Reagan Building here in Washington every Friday and Saturday evening, or online at capitalsteps.com, their most recent CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. And Elena, we're going to have a whole bunch more folks figure that out here in a couple months because we're almost at the midterm elections.
Hey, and guess who's appearing with us this weekend at the Reagan Building?
Ooh,
Kim Jong-un right on stage.
Oh, that's where he is.
Yeah, that's right. He's in the Capitol Steps show at the Reagan Building this weekend if you wonder where he is.
That's right. All the speculation that he's either sick or been deposed. He's just hanging out with the Capitol Steps.
You know, he had a little too much cheese. The jumpsuit's getting a little tight. He wanted to work out some before he went back in public.
There you go. Well, in any event, that's one thorn in the U.S. foreign policy agenda. North Korea is always unpredictable, and you don't know when the next nuclear test or missile test is going to go flying over Japan and that sort of thing. And
that's or flying right back to the ground in a thud.
Yes, but barely getting off the launch pad sometimes. The one getting the more attention right now, of course, is the threat in the Middle East posed by ISIS, and they're now marching on an important town along the Syrian-Turkish border. So, lo and behold, the president who promised to get us out of Iraq is getting us right back in to some extent, but the Capitol Steps have decided to give him an opportunity to explain things and get a little assistance, it looks like.
That's right. Barack Obama and George W. Bush in one song.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
That's right, I'm back. Now, as you know, it's been a lot of turmoil in Iraq, and so we want to bring out a special consultant who has a lot of experience in that region. Please welcome former President George W. Bush.
President, Barack, Baracky, Baracky Balboa, Barackum Shockum Robot. Tell me, when did you realize the Bush Doctrine was awesome?
Well, President Bush, see, it gets to the point where we have to stop the threat from Islamic extremists. We're going to have to make some tough decisions.
Well, you've already made some. I mean, when I heard you bombed Syria, I was just thinking, what is it you have against that little voice in everybody's iPhones? Chillax. Yeah, you got to focus on the evildoers. The evildoers. Now, these are... dangerous times. These are perilous times. You could say that these are uncertain times. And uncertain times call for uncertain leadership.
Well, I don't know why it hasn't gone right. My foreign plans have started a fight.
When I heard that you had bombed ISIS lands, I wondered why you declared war on Iceland.
Darkness to the left of me,
mocking from the right,
here I am,
stuck in the Middle East too. Yes, you've stepped in some Middle East poo. Even Israel is fed up with you.
The Middle East is getting beyond repair.
I always thought the Middle East meant Delaware.
People are doubting me.
Will he do what's right?
All my plans suck, I don't know what to do. Well, I went and got Bin Laden, and I thought that things were going great.
Yeah, but what have you done for us lately?
Can we solve this whole ISIS mess before midterm election day? Please.
My daddy would say, not got that.
Please. Well, I can't afford another Gulf War.
You can't afford to merely golf more.
Soon my drone attacks will be their demise.
If not, just smack them with your Nobel Peace Prize.
Borders are deadening me.
No peace in sight.
Yes, I am
stuck in the Middle East too. Here I am mucking around with no clue. When in doubt,
I'll blame the whole mess on you.
Oh, Elena, Stuck in the Middle East 2 sounds like a really unfortunate sequel.
I'll give you a dollar if you can name the original group that did that song.
Oh, I'm too young. Who is it?
Oh, it's One Hit Wonder, I guess. Steeler's Wheel or something. I had to look it up.
Oh, man, I never would have got that.
Yeah, I know. So, well, no dollar for you.
At least I don't get to use that excuse much anymore, though, that I'm too young. So I appreciate you throwing that out there.
Okay, good. Good.
All right. So what else are you guys looking at? Lots going on these days.
Well, we got our show coming up this weekend. We got our new, the Secret Service song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I say, Kim Jong-un's going to appear on stage with us. We found him. So it's a real special weekend.
Oh, very good, Elena. Very good. Well, we'll look forward to hearing a good report about Kim Jong-un's appearance in the nation's capital. I'm sure he'll be under tight security, but you've got the Secret Service on stage with you, so I'm sure nothing will go wrong.
Okay.
Elena Newport of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capitalsteps.com. And again, their latest CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.